enjoy a good squeeze.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives and our last year.
That's right. For those of you who are listening, which is everyone, and not watching, one thing that I am very lucky to experience is August's mannerisms while we do this podcast. And for those of you who don't know, which is everyone, every time he says, where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives, he does like a little clenched fist, and this time he did like a goose head that like grabbed the air. And
yeah,
that was fun.
I don't know if that's
it's different every time here. Okay, guys.
I don't know if that's the inner actor in me, you know, the dramatic, or if that's the Italian in
did
me.
I mention that I'm an actor, you guys? Did I mention that? I think it's the inner actor in me. Oh, I'm sorry. Have I never mentioned 18,000 times that I'm an actor? Sorry.
I'll remember that the next time you mention you're a graphic designer.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I am a graphic designer. For those of you who don't know, I'm a graphic designer. I design graphics, hence the name of graphic designer. Do you act as an actor?
Hence all our beautiful art and logos that you make.
Flattery for works. Our channel. Thank you. Flattery works.
And you to me.
And you're a good actor. What were we talking about? Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes. Oh, what a year. Oh, what a year. Oh, what a happy man am I.
Oh.
Do you know what that's from?
Nope. I assumed you invented it.
Nah, I kind of yoinked it a little bit. It's from a very obscure version of Hansel and Gretel with David Warner and Cloris Leachman.
Of course. What else would it be from?
You know,
a movie everyone had seen? Of course
that,
not.
That old chestnut.
My little hipster husband.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about James Bond
That's
stuff.
Right.
But we're talking about A Good Squeeze stuff. Happy New Year, as Margo said. We are discussing our 2025 adventures, but also, hey, what's to come in Operation 2026.
Operation 2026. First off, it's an even year. That's kind of nice. But yeah, so why don't we just reflect on 2025 first? All the things
I want to unbuckle what you just said. Like, what? It's an even year, so that's good. What if you like an odd year?
Well, then that's next year, guys. Sorry.
It's always
you snooze, year. You lose, all right?
Okay. What were you saying, though?
Let's reflect on 2025, because 2026 has barely happened. There's not much to talk about. but 2025 it has been quite the year for us. We listened back on our last New Year episode, which was a year ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One thing that stood out is I think we did pretty good at staying at our resolutions. Thank you.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny, like, so much has really, if you sit back and you have the ability to, like, see what was done within a year, so much has really happened, not just on the show, of course, but in our lives, personal lives, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's truly amazing. But as far as A Good Squeeze goes, last year, just going back, I actually jotted them down.
That's all right.
Our resolutions from last year, Margaret, you just mentioned that we did pretty good on them. Yes and no. We did really good on your resolutions.
Thank God.
Mine, I was about 50%.
All right.
We were 100% for you.
So we were 150%. That's how that works.
Like, that's Steiner math, yeah. As we call it. Yeah. So, Margo, your resolutions from last year for the show, you wanted more guests.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to get involved more with friends who have podcasts,
mm-hmm.
and more consistency with releases.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, we did have three guests this year. Four. Yin's boys.
Technically five, if you want to count both Yin's boys.
Two Yin's boys. That's right. All of them. All two of them. Then we had Sanderson Rhodes.
Yeah, Brad.
And then we had David Zuritz.
Bond experience.
And then we had Luke, whose last name escapes me at the moment.
His last name is Apartment.
Ah, Luke's Apartment.
Yeah, Luke Taggart, Bond's Apartment.
Yeah.
And we had them guess.
We did a very good job with that. The consistency, we've been very consistent. You've been planning our, and that's all thanks to you. You've been planning our episodes way ahead of time. And for those of you new to podcasting, which includes me, highly recommend doing that. Get a schedule going because it helps a lot. And it makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was my third resolution?
Yeah, that was it. More consistency with releases.
More consistency, more guests. And, oh, friends with podcasts. Guys, I think the friends with podcasts are the friends we made along the way. It's what it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nice. Like, we're friends with the people who we had on as guests, and they don't get to say otherwise.
We're your friends, damn it.
Yeah, we are. That's right. And, actually, we'll get into resolutions later because I have good ones. I have really good ones.
Mine that we didn't necessarily get to. Oh, well, I'll say the two we did. We did achieve from my resolutions from last year for the show. Similar to you, more consistency with our releases. But I wanted to commit to two episodes a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that. 100%. We never missed a month. We got close. We got close to being, it was like, you know, something 31st, you know, we post the second episode.
I think June was the exception to that because we were out of the Pennsylvania.
I think we still got it. Yeah, I think we still got it.
What?
Recorded beforehand, yeah.
Wow.
And then we'll go back and see I was wrong.
I counted 19 and there's 12 months in the year.
I'll take another gander. I'll take a gander. In my heart, we did 2 a month.
All right.
The other one we did do was go to a Bond event. I wanted to go to like a gather all because we're close enough in the grand scheme of the earth. We're close enough to go to some kind of gather all, some kind of Bond event, a James Bond community gathering. We had never been to one. And I flag in the ground. I said, this is the year 2025. We're going to something. And we certainly did. And that was great. And it was, you know, just to reflect on that again, it was the Bond and Beyond event, books Bond and Beyond, as I like to say. And we met so many wonderful people that we, you know, created connections with, created friendships with, conversations with that carry on to as we sit. The relationships and the means of, you know, what we all do here, but then as fans of James Bond and as people, it was great. And so much so we're both looking forward to going to another one this year.
Mm-hmm. And that's not even going to be a resolution. That's just going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys, I'm drinking a polar and I'm trying not to burp into the microphone.
Thanks. That's good listening.
That's right.
And then the two we didn't get to. We discuss films, James Bond films,
mm-hmm.
Here on the show every blue moon, and we talked about doing other spy genre films as well. We have done it in the past. We have done Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. So we talked about doing other spy films.
Technically, thanks to our dear Yinz boys.
Oh, yeah, we did do
we
one.
We did do it. We That's did Gold right. Member. Check we out did. The episode. It's pretty good.
Austin Powers Gold Member. Yeah, that's right. We did.
Yeah.
It was just early last year. Yes.
Yeah. You forgot about it. Ha ha. You forgot about it. Sorry.
That was the 20th episode we did now.
Yeah.
So resolution.
Thank you,
complete.
Neil. Thank you, Ken. We did it.
In my head, I was like, you know, a Mission Impossible or Spy Hard or something like that. You know, that'll be, stay tuned. That might be for this coming year.
Don't even have to because we already did it. We did a Gold Member and we achieved it. So here we are.
Yeah, that's true. And I had forgotten.
What?
That we did it.
Oh, okay, sorry.
See, you forgot to.
I thought you were about to say, like, I have forgotten, and then you were about to say like this and this and that. Yeah. Well, that's something. So we did pretty good.
We did very
like
good.
90%, right?
Hey. That's better than my own personal, like, outside of this context resolutions, like what I do for myself and my own personal life.
I was about to ask, what were your resolutions? But then I was like, I don't even want to share mine, so let's not.
I mean, the one I'll gladly share is I make the same resolution every year, but I have a plan this year for it, is to read 12 books a month.
Mm.
No.
No, wait.
12 books a year, not a month. What am I, a machine? I barely read one book a month.
It's so funny, the look of fear that struck your eyes as you said that. Like, no, not on record.
Yeah.
12 books this year, one book a month.
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
You could technically, if you miss a month, you could do two books.
Right.
You know.
That's my personal. I never do it.
Yeah. You always pick books that are like 500 pages long, though. You don't have to do that to yourself.
I picked one last year. It was 1,200.
Why?
I don't know. 100 pages a month. I'll get it.
Yeah.
But this year, I have a new resolution, new strategy, and I'm going to commit to that. But that's... that's for a conversation. I'll let you know next year if I read 12 books.
Fun story. Back in high school, middle school, you know, with like New Year's resolutions, I would always do, my New Year's resolution is not to get hit by a truck because I'm, one, hilarious, and two, it's like, yeah, like what are the odds? When I was 16, I got hit by a pickup truck. And then ever since then, I was like, I'm just not going to do that. I'm just not going to make that resolution because you never know. So... that's a lesson to you all. Think about your resolution and don't do it for the laugh. Just do it because you want to do it. I don't know what my resolutions were this year, my personal resolutions.
I mean, I typically don't make any other than that one.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I'll do nothing. Oh, I guess, you know what? I think I'll do nothing this year. I want to... make things with my hands more, as in mending my clothes. I have so many sewing projects that are waiting for me. I want to make like handmade cards, more block printing, more actual graphic design projects that are personal, not freelance, not work, not nothing like that. Make zines, make books, like book binding, et cetera, et cetera. This is just me like... reminding everyone I'm a graphic designer, just so you know. Like,
see?
But, and most importantly, the mending clothing part is it, because I want to really reduce the amount of waste that I create in general. I find that textile waste is my biggest one, because I will buy clothes, I will grow out of them, or I will grow reverse into them. And then I just donate them. And I'm like, look, my conscience is absolved because I donated them. Therefore, they're not going in the trash. They will go in the trash eventually. They truly will. And they will contribute to that waste. And this is really good podcasting, actually. So it's more sewing, more creating, more making stuff and finishing my projects once I start them. I'm off to a fine start. I started a project. We'll see if I finish it.
Yeah.
And then the rest of my resolutions are none of your business.
Me or
them.
Oh, okay.
No, they're very much your business.
I guess another one I do really want to commit to, at least the pursuit of, is being creative, as in making something with my hands. I did make an art piece last year for our art gallery that we hosted.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
So cool.
And in my, you know, what consumes most of my day-to-day is work, and what I do for work is very boring. And I yearn for more creativity, and I find myself very, is the word sedentary?
Where I'm just sedentary.
Yeah, where I'm just like kind of... Yeah.
Wait, no, is it sedentary?
I don't know.
Nomadic and sedentary.
The one where you're just sitting all the time.
Yeah.
That one.
Reverse nomadic.
And, you know, like, I stay active as much as I choose to, I guess. And I have many, many a hobby, including watching movies and playing video games and, well, I guess reading books, sort of. Mm-hmm. And things that, you know, take up time away from other hobbies. It's all about where you choose to, you know, divide your time up to. And that is, in this year, something I want to divide my time into is the arts, just personal art stuff.
Okay.
I want to do that more. I mean, this, A Good Squeeze has been, you know, I say I didn't do much last year as far as creating goes, but like everything on the Instagram this last year, basically since August, I've really enjoyed doing. And it's, you know, simple as like taking pictures, curating images and posts and engaging with people. It's been a really nice outlet I didn't know I would enjoy as much as I did, or I would, and have. It's, yeah, long story short, you know, when we started this show in like fall of 2023, Margot was handling all the Instagram stuff because we just assumed that's what we would do. I mean, she was doing that for her own personal channel, for work, and other things.
We didn't really, we saw it more as like something that needed to happen rather than something we wanted to happen. The podcast was something we wanted to happen. We liked doing it, but we were like, oh, if we want engagement, we need to have some kind of social platform. And Instagram was the one that I was the most familiar with. I did it for work. I did it for my personal stuff, like you said. And in hindsight, I get what our logic was. It was, oh, you manage social media, you should do it. But it was completely out of my wheelhouse. It was James Bond related. And not only that, the James Bond community, you guys are a chatty bunch. You guys like to engage with each other and you comment on a lot of stuff and you actually like, you know, go for, you know, like, I don't know how to describe it, but like
enjoy the camaraderie.
Yes, and, exactly.
The collaboration of conversation.
And you don't exclude people when they try to introduce themselves into it. The thing is,
that's a nicer way of saying than we're a chatty bunch.
Yeah, but like the thing is, like, I didn't know how to introduce us into it. I didn't know how to, I like, you know, even now, if you were like, hey, there's a bunch of people who like James Bond, go say hi, I'd be like, no, you go say hi and I'll be right behind you. You know, I wouldn't know how to do it. The second you took over, our page looks so good. It just looks so good. There's been an increase in engagement. When you're looking at the stats, they're looking excellent. You are kind and polite. You're supportive of your peers, and our personality shows through now. Thanks to you. Thanks to your creativity. Mm-hmm. You know, you went to school for film. You know how to take a picture. You know how to set up a shot. You know how to do these things. Now, the videos, the like short form videos that we have, because it's not the traditional movie making that, you know, you are familiar with. It's like Instagram editing, which is what I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do those, but it's thanks to your direction, your idea, this and that, you know, I just kind of execute it and that's it. And then you're the one who puts it out into the ether. It's very fun. It's very cool. And I'm so glad you took over. I'm so happy about that.
I was a social media novice up until August. Like even into like my first few like posts and interactions, I didn't even know the concept of stories, you know. So it's definitely a learning process for me. Like in my own personal, I have an Instagram, but only by title. Like I don't use it. I never had Facebook. I haven't really engaged or posted much unless I was doing a show, because, you know, I'm an actor and stuff. So
you
I was
are?
Like, I was like promoting it. Oh, let me show you.
Wait,
me,
you act? Tell us about it.
Let me do a monologue for you. You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg. I could do the whole thing.
Weinberg? Weinberg?
I don't know. That's what came to mind.
Is that really his name? Or
yes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Who's like, let's name him Weinberg. So cool. I love that name, Weinberg. I've never seen the movie, as you can tell. Anyways.
But yes, yeah. I was a novice when it came to all that stuff, and so getting to learn it and engage in it has been really nice. I've enjoyed it And I enjoy looking forward to like what can I take? Not just like, oh, I need content. I just like the content. I like sharing it out. I like seeing people's reactions. But on the other side of it, I like seeing what other people are putting out there. I like engaging with, our friends and colleagues and people we've never even spoken to, and just liking and sharing and just observing what they're doing, but also just what people are putting out there. It's like, I don't know.
You're
It's a really cool thing.
it's really great, guys. It's you are experiencing content creation in the way that Instagram advertises and Meta advertises the benefits of it. You know, they're like, connect with your peers. Like the marketing behind Instagram, you're doing it essentially. You'd be a great case study of like, here's how social media can benefit you.
Here's this bozo who didn't know how to do it,
Well,
and
no, because you're not doom scrolling or anything. So here's
a little bit on the side.
well, of course, but like, you know, when you're doing this from the good squeeze perspective, you don't like it when I send you reels and memes and stuff on the Good Squeeze account.
Yeah.
You're like, you're gonna mess up our algorithm. Like
Yeah, we went from like watches and cars to now it's like, I don't know, pubs and
to nothing, don't worry about it.
to nothing, don't worry about it. Yeah.
But I was gonna say, you know, the way that this happened was really like it just it was like our lack of communication as to what was going on with our podcast and how invested I was in terms of the amount of commitment that I was putting into it. Now, obviously, I wasn't, you know, podcast wasn't going anywhere, or not like it wasn't going anywhere as in like no direction, but we were going to keep doing it. We were going to keep doing the podcast. We're going to keep doing the Instagram. But it kind of came to the point where like I would, the way that we were approaching creating content was you would come up to me and be like, we need a post for this. And
Yeah.
like, it felt kind of like I'm putting in a marketing
Yeah, like
request.
transactional almost.
Yeah. And I didn't like that. And there came a point where I just kind of told you, I was like, I'm done with the Instagram. Have fun. Like, it pushed you into the pool. I was like, I can't do it anymore. And I told you, I was like, I will make the posts, like the episode announcements, like the ones that you see with like the drink and this and that. But I'm so happy those aren't like the only thing on our page anymore. That's all our page was, because I didn't have any James Bond stuff and I had no knowledge to like post anything. And then you would like again put in the request or whatever, which isn't, it's not how we framed it, but it's how it felt. And I just, you know, I just lost interest in creating anything for Instagram on that front. And during that time too, during those, there's like a 6 month period after I got laid off where I was unemployed. So I was pushing my stuff on my account so that I could get a job, because you can, it's kind of like you're, you know, as a graphic designer, your Instagram's kind of a walking, talking portfolio. You know, so I was already doing that. And then I was doing ours. And then I was doing the Goats Gallery. And I was just so social
Oh,
mediaed
yeah,
out.
Goats
Yeah,
Gallery,
I was
yeah.
running three Instagrams in addition to, well, actually, no, that was previous to that. Whatever, who cares? But still, like, it was just, there just came a point where I just couldn't do it anymore. And it wasn't an angry conversation. It wasn't anything like with animosity. It was, I just told you, I was like, you know, you're welcome. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
You
This is yours.
pointed and said, now it's your
Yeah.
turn.
And that first month, you were not happy with Instagram.
I was
You
like,
were,
what are these buttons
you,
do?
there was, I feel like you felt the pressure
I did,
immediately.
yeah.
You felt the pressure of, we need, you, I remember you told me, you were like, we need to post this video. And I looked at you and I was like, none of this is real. This is not, if I threw your phone into the ocean, none of this would exist. It really wouldn't. And I feel like over time, you can't, you really got this idea, this understanding, which I, you know, to give myself credit or anything, but I did help you through it with it. It's good to put out content consistently if you want engagement, of course, but it needs to be fun. The second it's not fun anymore, you're just going to lose interest. You're not going to want to do it anymore. It's going to be a chore, and it's not going to be worth it, because we're not, hey, surprise, we're not getting paid to do this. So why even make it work? We're not working right now. We're having a good time. We're having a good time, right? We're just enjoying our, you know, we're enjoying, we are enjoying making a podcast, and it's something we look forward to, and Instagram should be the same. You should be having fun creating content. If you are not, you need to change your approach, maybe take a break, and think about what it is that brings you joy and how do you want to showcase that in your content. And you were, the first couple times you posted, you were like, it needs to go out. I didn't put any hashtags. It's like, well, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Because guess what? You'll post again. You will post again. You will get a second chance. And your content's going to, our content has changed a lot since you took over. Not just because it's different from mine, but sorry, I'm also a little congested. But it's what you're posting now is different than what you used to post.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gotten into this mode of comfort and I think enthusiasm that is rare for a lot of people running Instagrams. And I think that's a very wonderful thing that you have. You're able to have fun because for some people, this is incredibly stressful, me included. I think it is because I did it professionally. So then I do have that tie. Right now, my own personal Instagram's pretty much like unattended to, but I like that because then when I do attend to it, I'm having fun,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I like to see one, what you're putting out, how you're interacting with people, two, and three, watching you during that process. You don't seem stressed. And that's very good.
Yes, but there was a time, especially earlier on, where I did get stressed. I'll get to that in a second. This didn't stress me out, but it's just another like learning thing. It was an agreement that you and I both came to, and it was the right choice. But like some of my first like early posts were like stock images or stock images edited with, you know, splicing and blah, blah, blah. And our agreement that, you know, after talking about it was let's only post like real images, like things we take ourselves. Mm-hmm. How else would you put that? Just like physical images.
Original content.
Original content. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How would you put original content? Original content.
Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, that was the right move to go. At least like being told that and understanding that and agreeing with you upon that. Mm. But then stress came early when, and you kind of touched on this already. It was like addressing, like when I was like, this post has to go out now. Like, why doesn't?
Yeah. It was the video.
It was the video.
And I edit the videos.
Yes.
And you were like, we need to do this right now.
I told the Bond community this would be out tomorrow. And, you know, at the time, like six people saw it.
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. And yeah, you know, it's funny. I remember like being like, oh, not as many people looked at this as they did the other one kind of thing. And that like, I'm an empath and it like ruined my night kind of thing. But now it doesn't bother me because I just had to like understand like these things do happen.
I told you, I was, you put, sorry, no, you know what people love to hear is I told you so. You had mentioned that to me and I was like, got a lot going on. I'm not going to be, because to me, it didn't even register. I was like, I had just started a new job. You know, I like wanted to just like do things around the house. I don't know, whatever. There's no real excuse, but long and short of it was I didn't get to edit the video. And you said like, we need to put this out by tomorrow. And I was like, why? And you said, I put it on our story that we are going to put something out. And I told you, I was like, okay, well then, delete the story or say make a new story that says just kidding, it's gonna be one day delayed. And then you did that and the problem was solved.
Yeah.
And thus started the new era of let's just post things that make us happy. So happy that you do not post any kind of stock imagery, because what people are liking are the things that you are making. It's us. It's a representation of us. Everyone's going to like a Roger Moore photo. Not to say that you shouldn't do that. It's good engagement. It really is. And people who post stock photography, more often than not, they have a very compelling caption. There is value to that. I'm just saying that's not where we're going to find value. That it doesn't diminish that form of expression in any way, shape, or form. It's just not our cup of tea. Just like how we don't do exercise videos. I don't want to do that. Nothing against them.
Or cooking videos.
We don't want to do them.
Even though we both enjoy exercise and cooking.
That's right. And we just, you know, I would not do a sleeping video. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter what the content is. It's not, if we don't do it, it doesn't mean that we don't agree with it or that we don't like it or anything. Like, how many Roger Moore photos have you liked this week? You know what I mean? It's good engagement and it's good for, you know, maybe a theme or something like that, whatever. I'm just glad that we post original content because we are a good squeeze. You know, we squeeze a little bit of James Bond into our everyday life. We look at what we have. We look at our resources, our assets, and we squeeze the life out of them. And we say, look, we made James Bond out of this. And I like that. It's representative of who we are. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you can obviously look forward to more of that this year if you like that kind of stuff. I want to ask you, what are some, you know, ideas or I guess goals or just things that you would like to see us do this 2026?
Are you asking about my good squeeze resolutions?
Yes.
hooray. Yes, I've got two right now. I'm sure I'll come up with three while you're talking and I'll be like, me too. Actually, stop talking. I'm going to interrupt. Interrupting, we'll save that for 2027. This year, though, I will watch my swearing. I have a measurable goal that I'm not going to say on the podcast because otherwise it becomes a gimmick. And I don't want this to be a gimmick. I want this to just be like, no one's even thinking about it other than me in my head, to the point where I don't have to think about it anymore. And I'm just not swearing. Excuse me. Fun story. I just had my performance review at work. Glowing review. 10 out of 10 on everything. The one thing I need to work on, and it's labeled as, you know, it's like under the category professionalism. I swear too much on meetings, in Zoom meetings and everything. And my boss was like, I don't care if you swear around me. I don't care if you swear in the office. Watch it in meetings. And I laughed. I thought that was hilarious. So it's not just here. It's everywhere. And yeah, it'll help me overall. I hear some of these episodes that we put out and I think they're very good, but then I hear my voice and I hear my voice swearing and I'm like, ooh, why does anyone listen to us? Yeah, that's number one. I have a formula in my head, but I'm not going to share it with our listeners. So again, it doesn't become a gimmick. And that's number one. Number two, I would like to make merch, but with a twist. We squeeze the life out of everything until it turns into James Bond, correct? I would like to reduce the cost of what our merch can be by repurposing thrifted items. So polos, sweatshirts, things that are, because people donate nice things. I'm not going to get some, you know, sweatshirt covered in like cigarette burns or whatever. Like, no, that's not, I mean, unless you want it, but like, you know, a nice polo, something that you get at the thrift store, kind of maybe salvage some fabrics and make a good squeeze patch, or maybe make a novice, you know, like on the back of the thing, you know, to make it look like a Letterman thing. It's something that doesn't look crafty, something that still looks good and elevated, and it looks professional, and it looks like professional merch. You know, I'm not gonna, it's not gonna look like a granny square, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna look clean, but it's thrifted materials to keep the cost down for us,
but
and
also
for whoever.
Reusable materials.
Yeah, we squeeze the life out of everything until it turns into James Bond. You know?
Yeah, before we recorded, Marcus said she had something about merch that she was gonna say for a resolution, but she didn't want to tell me. She wanted to see my live genuine reaction.
Yeah, of him raising his eyebrows slightly.
I did have an instant thought, and I'll just like throw it out. How about you don't do that? No, I'm kidding. No. You know, Margo, she sometimes gets thrifted clothing or even some of her older clothing and modifies it. But you do this like unique stitching. What would you call that?
So it's sashiko stitching. It's a Japanese form of embroidery, and it's beautiful.
What if you did like something like that with, you know, thrifted clothing, but like Good Squeeze or James Bond esque, yeah. Or if I wanted like, you know, a golden gun stitched into like a sweater.
Embroidery would be a really good thing to do. And you know, something, and this is a very popular thing that's happening right now, is people in general, not like podcasts or anything, we're the first to do it, no, but artists are going and getting thrifted clothes and, you know, doing them up and then reselling them. That's a form of, you know, people making money. Anyways, so it's a common thing that's happening right now. It's becoming more popular because it reduces textile waste, ideally, if you do it right. I want to do that for us. I want to put out merch. Merch is expensive. And then you guys have to pay a lot. And even then, if we were selling like hats, for example, if I were to order them, you guys would have to pay like $40-$50 for it. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to make you do that. So if we lower the cost, if we kind of think more intuitively and we're more mindful about how much we create and or buy, like, because that's the thing. The more I order, the cheaper they are individually. But then I have like, we'll have like 20 hats that no one's buying. And that's already, what, like, why would we have that? Versus if I'm hand making it, embroidery, you know, that's something that's easy to do. If we're making it, we're not going to be making 50 at a time. I'll make two and I'll be like, all right, that's enough for today. You know,
made to order.
Made to order. Ooh, that's music to my ears. No, because then a bunch of people might. Because then so many people are going to order it. No, like one person is going to be like, I'll have one, please, just to support a local business. But yeah, so, you know, that'll just be a little bit easier. That'll be a little nicer. I'm not going to make them made to order. We'll just have some available. And if they sell out, they sell out. But that's the idea, is like, just making, being more thoughtful about it, making the merch, but like, you know, with intention. Yeah. I like the idea of embroidery. I love embroidery. I think it's super fun. Yeah. Hand embroidered stuff is really great. I wanted to make more things with like screen printing. Easy peasy. I have all this fabric paint that is just kind of sitting there. Might as well use it. Mm-hmm. So that would be an idea. And I think people would be interested. I think they'd be willing.
Especially, what was that called? The Japanese?
Sashiko.
Sashiko. I keep wanting to call it Fushigi.
What is Fushigi?
I think that
comment
was...
comment below.
Fushigi was like a TV like product. Like
Fushigi?
Yeah. What was a Fushigi? Was Fushigi the ball that had mirrors in it and it looked like...
Oh,
ooh,
like where it looks like you're making... Oh, not Fushigo.
You look like Jareth from... Labyrinth.
Let's see. Yeah, it is. It's the ones that are like, woo, like floating
I
balls or whatever.
You a gift, Sarah.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
Nice, yeah. Well, it's Sashiko, but you can call it Fushigi. We'll know what you're talking about.
I think once, you know, you share out your style of that, then I would want a James Bond one.
Ooh.
Made like that. Yeah, cool. Yeah. You know, I got a bunch of shirts I never wear, so maybe we could
figure
something out with
Do
that.
You guys want to wear August clothes? You can dress like him.
What if it was something like that?
You can Buffalo Bill your way to be closer to him. Sorry.
What if it was something, not like that, but like this, where people mailed you like some kind of clothing that they don't wear and you jazz it up with that? Would you ever consider that?
I would do that at an event. I wouldn't. Well, because right now, my good friend Hannah, who we visited in San Francisco, she's still, it's been 6 months. She's waiting on me making her a sweater like that. So, Hannah, I haven't forgotten about you, just so you know. I will be sending you a text after this, too, so you know. But, like, it's been 6 months, and I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Sure.
And anyone who crafts or is creative in any way, you understand what I'm going through there. It's not a big deal, but it's like, you know, it takes people a while to get to a thing, especially when you're just doing it out of the kindness of your heart. With something like that, like if we had like an event, I wouldn't mind having like a little screen printing booth where literally you just bring me your clothes. I whoosh, like do a quick little passover. And then I hang it and then we get someone like roommate Matt to hold a heat gun to it and then just expedite the drawing process. That's something I'd be willing to do.
Interesting.
Other than that, if people are willing to wait, I'd embroider like a little tiny thing. Like that would be really fun. Mm-hmm. But they would have to bring it in physically.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it won't get done. I can promise you that. Unless you slip in like a nice crisp $5 bill in there, you know.
But, a hefty loan.
Yeah. I'm joking. Please don't do that. Yeah.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
But that's it for
me. Sparking all kinds of ideas, but we'll have to touch on that outside of here. I have a few resolutions that I just want to touch on here. I think first and foremost, I think the thing I would like to do more of this year, we did a fair amount last year, and that is like these collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
Having people on A Good Squeeze, but also A Good Squeeze being a part of, you know, whomever's content. I really enjoy both sides of it, the tit for tat, or even if it's just one side or the other, I don't care. But I did really enjoy having guests on and just talking to people other than you and me.
You're like, I'm getting tired of this.
I just really liked, you know, branching out, but just like, you know, people, I guess, you know, we've met and had conversations with, but then getting to know them better, having them on, showcasing them, and then vice versa, being on other people's things, I really enjoy. So, hey, if you're out there and you want Margo and August on your stuff, let's chat.
It's been fun. Yeah, because we're like making friends. You know? Like,
that's exactly it. It's not, it has very little to do with the content that's being created. It's more like, oh, we're recording this. Oh, it's being put out. Cool. You know, it's more about the conversation at hand and the growing of relationships and collaborations. I enjoy that quite a bit. I want to do more of it this coming year if we would be so fortunate. You know, next year, a big thing in the James Bond space is that video game, First Light. Yes, I want to play it and maybe have some content around that, of course. But there's so many games out there that we haven't really made an episode about, whether it's video games, board games, card games. We just got a really nice James Bond card game for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And you know, that'd be fun to, like, you and I, like, just play and see what we can do to, like, showcase it, whether it's on Instagram or you and I talking about it. I don't know, like, maybe it's not even usable kind of stuff, but I just want to explore the games of James Bond in this year and
expand the medium in which we're consuming.
You know, this, like you said, it's not even a goal, but it's something we're going to do is go to another Bond event. We might go to more than one if possible, if life allows, if situations allow. But it was such a highlight from last year. I think that was my biggest highlight from last year.
Yeah.
Is going to a Bond event and just meeting like-minded people, or not even like-minded, just meeting people who love this universal thing, right?
And when I was like, that was the catalyst of everything that changed in the podcast, as in, like, all the positive change that we saw happened after that event. And I think that it has such a positive connotation for us that definitely is something we want to pursue more.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that event left such an impact on us. And, you know, we hear other events that, you know, have happened in the past, or even ones we weren't able to go to. They're so special to a lot of people. Margo and I, but when we do our concept of A Good Squeeze, while we watch a movie, you know, the curating of the evening and, like, the hosting of the event, I love hosting in general, whether it's family or friends come over kind of thing. But I love the concept of hosting and events. And do I want to say I want to make it a goal for this year? Maybe I will. And if we don't do it, oh, well, it's the pursuit of it. But I would love to figure out a way to do a Pittsburgh James Bond event.
Yes.
Now, Margo and I have brainstormed many ideas, and we have, I think we have a really good idea for a big one, but you know,
yeah,
we're the little podcast that could, and it's in Pittsburgh, and yeah, you know, if you build it, who would come, kind of thing. So we had a big one for down the line, but maybe for the first one we would put together, we have some ideas for a smaller one.
We've had people express interest who are local, you know, and we have some very kind and very loyal friends who I know would fill the seats that we would need filled.
Sure.
But regardless, I think it would be something that is worth looking into, because I am a firm believer, and so are you, and 99.999% of Pittsburghers feel this way. Pittsburgh is a hidden gem, and during the right, around the right season, you know, I wouldn't do this in the winter because people would be miserable here. But in the spring and the summer, it's nice out here and there's a lot going on and we could be part of that.
Mm.
And I think that it's worth looking into,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So maybe in 2026, you'll see pop up a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania
Bond
event. A good squeeze event, maybe.
That's right.
We'll good, phrase it.
Yeah. Good squathering. Good squeezering.
Squeeze them all.
Hey, comment below any name ideas so any, that we can use it. You will get no credit. We will reap all the benefits. Oh, and I have one more resolution. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
You knew you would.
I knew it. I want to get a sponsor.
A sponsor?
I don't want to get one. I don't want to, like, you know, pander. I want to be so good that we attract someone's attention. Now, it won't be Omega. Wink, wink, wink. It will never be Omega.
What world are you
they
in?
They will. Hey, I'm saying never will it ever be Omega. Wink. Or Vlasic. Wink.
Vlasic.
It'll never be Vlasic. Wink. But
how about Turner's?
I'd love
Turner's
to. Oh, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
Iron City.
Oh gosh, I want to just be so good that we attract a sponsor, not ads, a sponsor.
Our sponsor is going to be Marco Furter Design.
Yeah, I was like, don't say my last name. They know my last name. Never mind, we're good.
Yeah.
When I change it, they'll never know.
You know, we have some good stuff coming up on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll be a sponsor by Vlasic. That'd be cool.
It definitely will not.
Is it weird? I'd rather have Vlasic Pickles be our sponsor than Omega.
Because
watches.
We could use so many more pickles. We would use so much. We would love for Vlasic to be on this show. We would make such good use out of all the pickles and all the pickle stuff they would send us.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with an Omega? You know, I don't even want Omega.
They don't even taste good.
Yeah.
And I've tried.
Anyways.
You know, we've got a lot of good stuff on the horizon. This last year was truly wonderful. You know, we had some interesting episodes this year, you know, we went and saw a play on a whim called The Real James Bond Was Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting experience. We hosted an art gallery where some of Margot's, you know, good squeeze art was showcased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a plethora, not plethora, plethora is like too many. we had a many wonderful guests on our show.
Yes.
And we were part of other shows as well. Just to say once more, you know, we had the Yinz boys on.
Mm-hmm.
We had Sanderson and Rhodes, mm-hmm. Brad on. We had David on the Bond Experience. We had Luke on Bond's Apartment. And, you know, it was great to, you know, invite these people in, but them to feel, hopefully feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm glad to call them friends, right?
You're right. You're my friend now, okay? Are we friends?
You and I are buddies.
We're buddies, that's right.
I introduced Margot to a couple James Bond movies she had never seen before.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went and saw our first James Bond theme band, Garbage.
Oh,
we saw them this year.
I was so confused. I was imagining like a brass band. I was like, when did we do that? Never mind.
We went on many trips too, which was great. You know, New York City, San Francisco, Switzerland,
Belgium.
Yeah, we went to Belgium too. California.
We're gonna slow down on that this year.
Yeah.
Not by choice, but you know.
We'll be chilling, but you never know what life's gonna bring.
That's true.
And that.
I was gonna say my evolution as a Bond fan. If you don't mind me touching on that, unless you had better things to talk about. I'm still very much a novice. This is my annual update. I'm still a novice.
Annual. It's like every episode.
Yeah. I'm not. Now my goal is not to become a nostalgic. I hope there's been no confusion there. But I've been thoroughly enjoying experiencing Bond alongside you, my husband, August.
Who, me?
It's been really fun. You've done a wonderful job getting me into this fandom, and I'm at the point where I feel comfortable having conversations about Bond. Now, not extensive conversations, because there comes a point where I just go, well, I don't know. But I do really like, you know, I think I've said this about many of things. I'd rather like something than dislike it, you know, like an interest. If someone's like, oh, I like, you know, goth music, I it's not my taste, but if they introduce it to me and I end up liking it, that's honestly great, because that's one more thing I like, and then one more thing I get to find comfort in. And that's what Bond is now. It's like one more thing I like. Now, there's plenty of stuff I don't like about it, but there's plenty of stuff that I do like about it. And that makes me happy, because I went from knowing nothing about it to being angry at Roger Moore all the time to now liking it. And I'm happy about that. And so thank you, my love. Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Sorry.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. We're already married.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
Twice. That's right. and we won't explain why.
Yeah, you know, this James Bond community has been, we say it all the time, and we'll keep saying it all the time, has been so welcoming to us, accepting to us, and we're very happy to be a part of it and to also consume it. I'm very happy to consume the Bond community in general. So that was what was happening last year. That's going to keep happening in the future. But that's going to wrap her all up.
Oh my gosh.
Operation 2026. You know what's in store for you, Margot. And hey, psst, you the listener, listen. That's what's in store for you too.
When you said listen, I wanted to be like just screaming to the microphone, but then I was like, don't do that.
Yeah. Sorry. Where can the people find us?
Well, that's a great question. You can find us on Instagram and only Instagram, where August does a wonderful job squeezing the life out of things until they turn into James Bond. And that's it. What about you, August?
You can hear us on... Whoa. I turned into Jimmy Stewart there. Jimmy Bond.
James.
I'm James.
Mitch Bond. No, wait.
Midge Penny. Anyway, you can hear us wherever you're listening to us, but we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all that kind of stuff. And our URL base is Audio Boom and that.
And on that note,
I'm August.
And I'm Margo.
And this has been
a New Year's special edition of
the great podcast known as
and known as something else.
A good squeeze.